Verse 1. This is a story that you may have read, that I have read, I've done messages on, but this is also a story that is just so burning in my heart right now. And I believe that God is just doing something in our midst as a church, that He is rekindling that fire of evangelism in our hearts. It delights me to see our church members just doing what God has called them to do, and that is to shine the light of Jesus. The greatest joy that the Lord will ever have is to see that the souls that He died for are all coming into the kingdom. That's His greatest joy. The reason why Jesus came is to seek and to save the lost. The moment the church loses that purpose for existence, we just become a club. We just become a fellowship wherein everybody's happy. We get to sing, we get to dance, we get to clap our hands. We get to listen to some good music. We get to encourage one another. But if we are not winning souls, we lose the point of why Jesus came. Because He said that He came to seek and to save that which is lost. So, having said that, Luke chapter 5 verse 1. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding around Him and listening to the word of God, He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then He sat down and taught the people from the boat. When He had finished speaking, He said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Everybody say, "Catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed Him. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, again we come to You. I come to You. And I acknowledge, Lord, that apart from You, there is no power that flows. Apart from You, there is no life. So, Holy Spirit, I am asking right now, help, speak to us as a church, that we will be able to fulfill that which is in Your heart. Your heart is to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, we pray, we will move according to Your heart. Let Your heart be our heart. Oh Lord, circumcise our hearts. If there be any hardness of heart, circumcise our hearts. I pray that this message will just penetrate our hearts and that we will obey accordingly. The glory will always be Yours. In Jesus' name, everybody say, amen, amen. A pastor visited me yesterday and he was asking for prayers. He was asking for some impartation of anointing. And then we got to share about the harvest. And then he told me that he just came from a missions conference and that they were told, that the Philippines possibly could be at 10%. 10% born again. I said, that's a good figure. That's a better figure than what I know. Because what I have been hearing is that the Philippines could be 10%, but it's nominal Christianity. And when we say nominal Christianity, it's just people saying, I am a Christian, I am born again, but it's just in name, but not in practice. There are people who can claim that they are born again because they want to be assured that they have eternal life. There are people who may say that they are Christians because they want to belong to a good group, like a good club. Oh yes, I go to that place. Oh yes, I go to that church. Some people find it now as a good status symbol that they go to a certain church. Oh yeah, I go to that church. But the question remains, are we truly followers of Jesus? Because true followers of Jesus do what He said. They do what He says. We cannot just say, I'm born again, I'm a Christian. There is a wide, wide harvest that's waiting for us out there. The whole creation groans. That's what the Bible says. The whole creation groans until the sons and daughters of God would actually come out. Tell the person next to you, come out na. Iba pong coming out ito, alright? The problem nowadays is that there's this coming out, pag sinabi, oh, si Pastor Hiram is coming out. That's not what we mean. The whole creation groans waiting for the true sons and daughters of God to come out and shine the light of Jesus. It is about time. God has never called anybody to be a secret agent Christian. Born again din ako. Secret lang. I know of someone who has friends in school. And the friends were talking about this particular person, this particular friend of theirs. And they actually thought that they were making a compliment when they said, you know, I like so-and-so because she's born again. Pero tingnan nyo, hindi halata. Ang akala nila, they were making a complimentary statement concerning their friend. Gusto ko si ganyan. Siya born again, pero hindi halata. But what they did not know was that that is probably the most hurtful statement that can ever be said about a Christian. Christian yan, hindi halata. One of the saddest things that can happen is that you can be in an office with your office mates and you've been with them for like 5 years or 10 years and 15 years, but they never knew you're born again. And then finally you come out, hallelujah. And then the office mate said, born again ka? Hindi namin alam. Well, you know what? Better late than never that we come out. Amen? And we start making statements about people being won to the Lord. So, let's look at this story. Let's start. It says here, one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding around Him and listening to the Word of God, He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. For the title of the message, I called it Lessons for Fishers of Men. Tell the person next to you, you're a fisher of men. And women na rin, okay? Baka sabihin ninyo, may gender bias ako. We are masyado ngayong... Anyway. Lessons for fishers of men and women. Alright? These are lessons for all of us. Because we're going to catch men and women. Hey, John? We're going to catch men and women. We're going to catch souls. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Isama nyo pa yung mga in-between. Everybody needs Jesus. Like you talk about the LGBTQ. May Q na ngayon. Okay, I'm sorry. It's LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. Okay. Include them all. Everybody needs Jesus. I need Jesus. We need Jesus. Everyone needs Jesus. Kagabi, I had a wonderful opportunity to get to preach in a memorial service. I really didn't know most of the people present, but I was requested to do it. You know, given the opportunity, I love preaching in memorial services. Because in memorial services, you have the perfect illustration right there behind you. Nandun yung bangkay eh. And you just tell people, everybody's going to be like that. Question is, when this happens to you, where will you go? So there's a powerful point right there. So last night, I had the wonderful opportunity, all strangers to me, but I would say that 90% of them received Jesus as Savior and Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to be fishers of men. We need to win these souls to Jesus. So what are some of the lessons that we can learn from this? First lesson is this. It says in verse 2, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. First lesson, wash your nets regularly. Wash your nets regularly. I'm not a fisherman. I don't know anything about fishing. My only adventure in fishing would be with a fishing rod. I can't even remember if I have been able to catch any fish. I'm trying to remember now. Wala yata. At any rate, one time we were in La Union and I saw some of these fisher folks in the morning. They were washing their nets. I said, that's odd. I mean, it does not make sense to me. They just came from the sea, from the wide open sea. Saan nakababad ang nets? Sa tubig. And then they get out of the water and now they wash their nets. It does not make sense to me. Ano ito? Di sana, habang nandun na sa tubig, ginanyan-ganyan na lang, okay na, nahugasan na. So I had to approach them because they were washing their nets. I said, excuse me po, tanong lang ng isang mangmang. Alright? Why do you need to wash your nets? You just came from the sea. This was the answer. Because we need to remove all of these things that we caught, hindi mga isda, yung mga sumabit-sabit. And then after washing them, they had to wash them off, not with the salty water, but with fresh water. I said, why so? Because, he told me, the perfect net would be one that the moment you immerse it in water, it becomes invisible to the fish. Alright? Now, if it's dirty, it's not invisible. The fish will see it. And if the fish sees the net, it will change its direction so you don't catch effectively. Are you getting this? In the same manner, God is telling us, if you're going to go fish for souls, you'd better wash the nets. What would be the nets? That's our lives. We cannot be effective in catching souls if the messenger's life is not compatible with the message that we carry. It is very crucial. It is very important. Let's look at our lives. Let's reflect on this. You cannot be sharing the gospel and say, pare, tumanggap ka na kay Jesus. Alam mo? They won't believe you. They won't believe you. They will be looking at your life and say, okay, well, you know what? Looking at you, observing you, I think I like your message because if that's what's going to happen to me, I want to be like you. Amen? Wash the nets. And that is on a regular basis. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. And everybody read, go. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and Respect. It says here that we need to be prepared to give an answer to anyone who may ask you, ano ba yung born again na yan? Ano ba yung religion mo? You should be prepared, which is why we had the training from Dr. Andrew Lewson. Who has used the cards? Who has used the cards? That's so good. People, if I may encourage you, please, when you use the cards, and then you post it on Facebook, like how Pastor, how Dr. Andrew Lewson taught us, like do a selfie. May nagsabi sa akin, Pastor, nahihiya kasi ako mag-selfie. Sabi ko, hindi eh. Because that is how we encourage our people that we are doing this. Alright? And when you do a selfie, do a hashtag right there. Gift of God. Can you write that down? Hashtag gift of God. And then, I'm also adding this, in case you haven't noticed, hashtag gift of God, and then hashtag CSB wins souls. Alright? That way, we can see that we are really doing what Jesus has instructed us to do. It says here, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone. Tell the person next to you, be prepared. So we had our preparation. Tinuruan tayo, Pastor, hindi ko pa rin na master. Humarap ka sa salamin. And then try sharing the gospel to yourself. If you will sound convincing. Excuse me. Gusto mo bang pumunta sa langit? You know, it's just so easy. Who has been following my posts on Facebook? Sino nakabasa na? Okay, next week I'll show them to you, alright? I'll show them to you for those. We'll still be here. Okay? And next week I'll show you some of my posts, like I share the gospel, and it's so easy. You just begin with, have you heard of the gift of eternal life? And then, hindi pa po. Narinig mo na ba yung gift of eternal life? Hindi pa po. Do you want the gift of eternal life? Nobody says no to that. Do you want the gift of eternal life? Opo, if you can give me 10 minutes. Actually, yung 10 minutes po, I don't consume 10 minutes. I can consume like 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and that's it. The person receives Jesus as Savior and Lord. And then I leave behind the card. Sabi ko, sulat mo dyan yung pangalan mo, and then put the date right there. And just like that, the person is saved. Yung sinakyan namin ni Ate Lolet na taxi driver going to the airport, I share the gospel to him. I don't share the gospel. Brad, pakibasa mo yung prayer na ito. Hindi. Hintayin ko huminto. So, when we were brought to the airport, that's when I shared the gospel. That's when I showed him, ito po yung prayer. Sabi ko, basahin ninyo. And he started reading. Sabi ko, yun pong prayer na yan, ang galing sa puso ninyo. Oo, sabi niya, si Jesus nasa puso niyo na. Now, what I want you to do is write down your name. What's his name again? May pangalan siya. Ha? Arthur! Tama yan. So, write your name. So, sabi niya, Arthur. And then, what's the date today? Sabi, October, something, something. And then, sabi ko, yan po importante kasi this is the day when your name was written down in the book of life in heaven. Alam niyo, paalis kami, papasok kami ng airport, I looked back, and there was Arthur. Nagsusulat doon sa card ng kanyang name. Sabi ko, Lolet, tingnan mo, sinusulat na niya yung pangalan niya. And he believes it. His name is now written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Just like that. I mean, I don't know if you see the impact of this in one person's life. Just like that, with that one decision, you are able to determine where that person will be spending his eternity. Just like that, with one decision. Pastor, is it really that easy? I mean, remember the thief on the cross. With that one decision, Jesus, remember me when you enter your kingdom. And Jesus promises him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. With that one decision. Sometimes we forget that with that one decision, we are actually able to help someone determine where he will be spending eternity. Amen? So, wash our nets regularly. It is crucial. Let's move on. Verse 4. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water. Let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Oh, by the way, Jesus, lest you forget, I'm the fisherman, you're the carpenter. You don't know anything about fishing. Walang ganon. But, what? Because you say so, I will let down the nets. Second lesson that we get from this, be obedient to the Lord. Be obedient to the Lord. Because you say so. And Jesus has been telling us all along, go. Go. The Great Commission in Matthew is go, make disciples of all nations. The Great Commission in Mark is go, preach the gospel to all creation. I mean, it's go. Sometimes we're waiting for a go from the Lord. Like, if the Lord will tell me to share to my friend, then I will. So why don't you share? I have not heard him eh. It is always a go until the Lord tells us to stop. Which is why you read in the book of Acts, Paul was just going and going and going and going until he says, but Satan stopped us. So, if there is a stoppage right there, okay, stop muna. But usually, it's always a go. Just go, just go, just go. God will be giving us opportunities. We just need to obey. When was the last time that you are faced with someone that you may not know, but you just had that prompting in your heart like, I need to talk to this person. Sino sa inyo nangyari na yan? Yeah. The next question would be, what did you do? Did you talk to that person? People of humble, teachable, and obedient heart are the ones who are greatly used by God. Considering that Peter was the experienced fisherman, he did not argue with Jesus. He just told Jesus, you know what, Lord, you're telling me now to let down my nets for a catch. I want you to know, we have tried all night, we did not catch anything, but because you say so, I'm doing it. I'm obeying you. Because you say so, I'm following you. Some Christians would argue with God first. Lord, kasi ganito eh. Lord, kasi ganyan eh. Did you know that God is always right? Yeah. Napansin niyo na? He's always right. I mean, God never makes a mistake in His judgments. He's always right. So when He tells you, come on, go for it. Come on, go for it. I mean, I just love the way God is opening up many opportunities for those people who will just say, Lord, sige, gawin natin. Have you started your day by just telling the Lord, Lord, sige, open up an opportunity and I will share the gospel. Can we say that right now? Sabihin niyo to, Lord, open up an opportunity and I will share the gospel. Sino sa inyo dala niyo ngayon yung life-death cards niyo? Taas ang kamay. You have something in your wallet right now? Alright, you make sure. Okay? Ako po, naubos na eh. Ang totoo, nakatatlong pakete na akong ubos. And I want more. And I had to write Dr. Andrew Lewson, sabi ko, we need some more. We need some more. Sabi niya, and then he sent me, I think it's a text message that he sends to everyone who requests. Alright? So he just sent me a text message basically saying, I'm glad you asked. Parang it's a canned response. I'm glad you asked. For more copies, follow the directions. Number one, you can download this PDF and print it yourself. Habi ka patay. So, I respected that. I respected that. Like, we have received all of the cards that we can receive from him. 50 for each one. Tama? Alright. And naubos na sa akin eh. And there are still so many people who are practically pleading for more. Pastor Pengi pa. You know what? I gave away some to our church in Singapore. Where was that? Last Sunday yan, ha? Okay, so last Sunday, I gave away. I led many of the first attendees to Jesus and everybody else. I gave away one for each one, one for each one. But that was it. Eh, tayo tigsisinkwenta eh. Kumusta na? Ay, pastor, ha? Safe na safe siya sa wallet ko. The idea is to give them away. Alright? Give them away. Show it to someone. Lead someone to Jesus. So, when the Lord tells you to just go for it, go for it. Kinakabahan ako, pastor. Sanayan lang yan. And I'll tell you something. Kung kinakabahan ka, mas kakabahan yung kakausapin mo. It's true. Sino to? Like you just approach a total stranger and then you ask that person, excuse me, narinig mo na ba yung gift of eternal life? I mean, that sounds good. The gift of eternal life? Hindi pa. Do you want the gift of eternal life? Oo naman. Can you give me 10 minutes? Kayong haba? O sige, 3 minutes. Ako po, can you give me 10 minutes? No, no, 3 minutes. And then I'll share it. And the person usually comes to Jesus, just like that. Lalo na Pilipinas to eh. I mean, we were in Indonesia. I got to approach total strangers. I approached this lady. I asked her, excuse me, have you heard of the gift of eternal life? Sabi niya, huh? Ganyan na yan. The gift of eternal life. You know what? Do you want the gift of eternal life? Yeah. Alam mo yung ganun sagot? Ang akin sapat na yun eh. At least hindi, no. Yeah. Alright, I'll share this to you. If you can summarize the entire Bible in just one verse, this is it. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. I want for you to read this along with me. And just like that, I was able to share it to her. Now, at the end of it, I said, so, and I showed the prayer. Eventually, I found out she's from Indonesia. And then I asked her, do you want to receive the gift of eternal life? I showed her the prayer. Probably when she saw the name of Jesus, you know, may ganyan. But you know what? Anytime Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart, and all you need to do is turn to Him, and you can pray this prayer from your heart. I'm leaving this card for you. Anytime you can go back, receive Jesus. And she says, thank you. I have just planted that seed. What we need to do is to just be obedient and God will do the rest. Amen? Alright, let's move on. The third lesson. Third lesson. Verse 6. When they had done so, because Peter obeyed, alright? Because Peter obeyed. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish. Everybody say, large number. Oh my goodness, that their nets began to break. You know what I think? I think one of the main reasons why we are being pushed out of this place, or no, no, sorry for the word. Not pushed out. No, not evicted. One of the reasons why we're transferring from this place is because this place is too small for us. Because it says here that when Simon obeyed, everybody say obeyed.
Obeyed.
When he obeyed, and it says here, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. They caught such a large number. Everybody say large number. Goodness, we will be catching hundreds and thousands of souls to the Lord. Where do you fit them in here? Oy, Brad, sige, pasok lang. O, dyan ka na lang muna sa next level. Magpapatay tayo ng isa pa rin. Ito yung first level, second level. Alright? Kamusta na kayo dyan? Kayo po, okay kayo? How about you up there? You know, God is saying, this place is going to be too small for us. Because as we obey God, we will catch such a large number of souls for the Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now, number three lesson. The third lesson is this. They caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So, they signaled their partners. Everybody say, partners. All right? They signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Yan nga ang problema pag maliit eh. The boats began to sink. God does not want us to sink. So He's giving us a bigger boat. Partner with others. Some people may find it difficult or may find it really horrifying. Share the gospel to someone. I don't know how. Partner with others. Some people find it easier when there's someone else beside them. Yung meron ka lang kasama. You know what? There's always wisdom in everything that Jesus told His disciples. One verse, Mark chapter 6. Let's look at this. Mark chapter 6, verse 7. Okay? Calling the 12 to Him, He sent them out. What? One by one? Two by two, and gave them authority over evil spirits. Jump to verse 12. What? They, everybody read, go. They went out and preached that people should repent. So they went out, two by two. And then they went out, they preached to people. Two by two. Nahihiya ako mag-share, Pastor eh. Get a partner. Get a partner. Not everybody's made to be a lone ranger. Probably me, because I've gotten so used to it. Like, I approach people. Si Ate Lolet, madalas nagugulat. Ewan ko kung nagugulat pa rin siya. Like, we go to a certain place wherein I don't know anyone. Give me 1 minute, I'm talking to someone. Some people ask me, Pastor, kilala mo? Pastor, kilala mo? Hindi. But kinausap ko lang. And then, maya-maya, nagtatawanan na kami. I can do that, but some other people may not be able to do that. So, go two by two. At least dalawa kayo. Pagka pumalag, yung isa, ahawakan yung kamay.
Sige, pare. Sige, pare.
But just go two by two. We find comfort in some others. Alright? If you're not able to do it, all alone, go get someone. Tara na nga, maging masuno rin na tayo. Ilang linggo na nagsisermon si pastor ng mag-witness. Wala pa rin eh. Nakapag-share ko na, hindi pa. Ikaw, hindi pa rin. Tara, partner tayo. Just go for it. Go to, by to partner with others. Tell the person next to you, may partner ka na ba? Hindi po lifetime partner, okay? Don't be threatened right there. Nagtanong lang eh, oh, may partner ka na ba? Tapos hinawakan na yung kamay? Ano ba? People, ang topic natin, evangelism. Okay? It's not evangeligaw. That's different. Mag-Bible study nga tayo. Oh my goodness. Hey, not in this house. Alright? Ano, magpe-fellow chick? Fellowship. I'm just kidding. But partner with someone. Go win some souls. Who has prayer triplets here? Taas kamay prayer triplets. Use the prayer triplets. Do it within your group. Na, Pastor, magpe-pray na lang kami. You know what? You can pray all you want that the world might be saved. But unless they hear the word, no one will know about Jesus. Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of Christ. We need to partner with someone. Use that card. I tell you, it is effective. What about follow up, Pastor? You can use Sure Ka Na Ba afterwards. It is true. Alright. Fourth lesson. Let's move on. Fourth lesson. And this is the last. Verse 8, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. You know how James and John were won to the Lord through this. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men and women." Verse 11. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Left everything. I mean, they just got a good haul of fish, good harvest. And then they said, "Jan ka na lang, big harvest, we're following Jesus." The first lesson is this: be prepared for more sacrifices. Now, something that's so good about winning souls, it may entail some sacrifices, but you're happy doing it. Just like our pastors. I mean, I know all of our pastors, they get to sacrifice their time. Did you know that many of our pastors are not really full-time pastors? Many of them, they still continue on with their job. Many of them, they have their own professions. But they're saying, "God, I want to be used by you." The newest batch, the latest batch of pastors that we took in as pastors of Church So Blessed, apprentice pastors, we call them, and probationary pastors, most of them, they have their own jobs. They're not receiving any from the church, except for some allowance, just a little allowance, and then they do it. Bakit ganon? Because they just want to obey the Lord. They just want to win souls. They want to take care of people, and so they become pastors. And it's a wonderful sight. Sabi ko nga, ang sarap-sarap panoorin ang mga pastor ng Church So Blessed, because you just know they have no other agenda except that they love God and they want to advance the kingdom of the Lord. Sacrifice. Now, you don't have to be a pastor. I don't want every one of you to be pastors. Kasi if all of you will become pastors, wala na kaming pipritsan. Seriously, pipritsan, parang pritsun. Nalalasahan ko pa yung nakain ko kagabi. Yung nag-toothbrush. Now, seriously, people, the moment we win souls, it does not stop there. We win souls, we need to take care of them. We win souls, we need to make sure that they will grow into maturity. Our church right now, yes, we are in a transition, but we need to do better in making sure that the souls that we win will all grow into maturity. So, Pastor, what happens? Like to that taxi driver that you won to the Lord, what happens to that teacher that you won to the Lord? I was in this lounge. I was writing my book. May naupo na babae sa harapan ko. Sa totoo lang, susulat ako eh. But she sat across me. And my heart was just burning, like, do something. Share the good news to her. I can always reason out, nagsusulat ako eh. More people need to read what I'm writing than me sharing to her. Sharean mo. Be obedient to the Lord. Sinara ko siya. And then I just started a conversation with her. "Have you heard of the gift of eternal life?" Huh? The gift of eternal life. And I started sharing with her. Cut the long story short, she received Jesus as Savior and Lord. Paglabas ko ng lounge, may nakasalubong kami na mag-ina, na may aso. I love dogs. So tinawag ko yung dog. "Hey, doggy-doggy! Tingin yung may-ari." Sabi ko, "Ano po pangalan niya?" "Butchukuy." "Okay." Sabi ko, "Lalaki po siya." "Babae." "Wow, butchukuy na babae." Tapos yung butchukay. Alam mo yun? O kaya bechay or something. Si Bet nga ba ng bechay?
But Chokoy, but that started it. Sabi ko, pwede siyang ipet. Opo naman, pet, pet, okay. Cute, cute, pet. Oh. Lagi niyo siyang ginugroom. Opo, ganyan, ganyan, okay. Have you heard of the gift of eternal life? And that's it. Yung mag-ina tumanggap kay Jesus right there and then. Hallelujah. I mean, he's good. And then on our way home, we looked at the clock. It says 7 p.m. Uwi on the Wesley, 7 p.m. Sabi ko kay Ate Lolet, daanan kaya natin si Wesley? Hindi daanan, okay? Okay ba yan? Let's pass by. Baka naman pwede na siya sunduin. Although we knew that he told us, I'll be late because we need to do some project in school. Project. Okay. Mababait ang anak ko. Walang mga evangeligaw dyan. Proud of you. So sabi ko, daanan, I mean, pass by. So we did. Si Chelsea kasama namin, hinahanap niya si Wesley. Pagkatapos, nandun lang ako, nakatambay kami, may tambayan, may bench doon. Some students, 7 or 8 of them. So, I was, because I prayed in the morning, Lord, give me opportunities. Sino yung nag-pray kang ina noon? Lord, give me opportunities. Sino na nga uli? Kumunti na eh. Sino yung nag-pray kang ina? Lord, give me opportunities. Kangina lahat eh. Naririnig na yung mga kwentong butsukoy ngayon eh. So we were there because I prayed, Lord, give me opportunities. And I was there, I was sitting on this bench. And then there were students, 7 or 8 of them. Sabi ko, Lord, give me opportunities. So nandun lang ako. Excuse me, sabi ko, may iba pa bang tambayan dito? Meron po sa ganito, sa ganyan, okay, okay. Oh, marami naman palang tambayan dito. Kausap ko si Ate Lolet. Nasa harap mo siya. Marami palang tambayan dito. Ah, makikita natin si Wesley. Just sensing where God would open that door. And then somebody said, among the students, who is sa Bataan? Ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. I heard Bataan. Taga Bataan ka? Ay, hindi po siya. Oh, ang tatay ko, taga Bataan. I mean, anything that would open that door. Tatay ko taga Bataan. Talaga po, parang, talaga po. Anong tawag sa ganyan? Yung singit lang ng singit? Ha? Huh? Maepal? Ano ba ito? Nakiupo na nga lang sa bangko ng mga estudyante. Manong, tatay! Tatang! Sabi ko, tatay ko taga Bataan. Ah, talaga po, sa Orion, sabi ko kayo, sa ganyan-ganyan. Ay, that's so good, kakatawa naman. Have you heard of the gift of eternal life? Ano po? Sabi ko, yung gift of eternal life. Sabi ko, gusto niyo ba ng gift of eternal life? Opo naman. Sabi ko, give me 10 minutes. No, no, 3 minutes. I'll explain it to you. Kung ang buong Bible is a summarize natin into one verse, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and then I got the card out, binigyan ng bawat isa sa kanila, in 3 minutes time, all of them prayed to receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. Hallelujah! Ito na! Like, we're talking about, it entails more sacrifices, meaning to say, it does not end with the sharing of the gospel. So, ang prayer ko, Lord, hindi naman po pwedeng ganun lang yun. Tumanggap na sila kay Jesus. After that, what? So, I asked them, kayo ba may mga Bibles na? Sabi ng isa sa akin, meron po ako nung bata, pero matagal na po yun. Hindi ko na binabasa yung Bible. Kayo, meron ba kayong Bibles? Wala po, wala po. Ikaw, may Bible? Wala po. Huwag kayong mag-alala. Sabi ko, I'm praying to the Lord that He will give us, yung church namin, people, pray with me. I have requested for 4,000 copies of New Testaments. Alright? Na dumating ngayon. So, pagkatapos na sabi ko, I promise each one of you, isulat nyo lang yung pangalan nyo sa papel na ito, yung inyong number, lahat kayo magkakaroon ng Bible. Nagsulat sila, for some reason, one of our church members, si Edmar, you know Edmar? Basta, may ganun tao, pangalan Edmar. Okay? For some reason, Edmar, he comes along. Sabi ko, Pastor Hiram, anong ginagawa niyo rito? Oho, buti na andyan ka. Anong ginagawa mo rito? But we all know it is God who's just choreographing the whole thing. Sabi ko, huy, good. Pagarito ka, di ba? Opo. Si Edmar, taga-church namin. Sabi ko, siya ang bahala na magbigay sa inyo ng mga Bibles niyo pagka dumating na. And there's the follow-up. Because we want to see all these souls that we are saving grow to a saving knowledge of Jesus. Amen? Amen? That we will all grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who's excited to win souls here? Amen. Have you heard of the gift of eternal life? Man, it's so simple. People, I have done so many seminars. I've been to so many seminars. I've done the four spiritual laws. Memorize ko po yan. That's how I got born again. Through the Campus Crusade Gospel Tract, Four Spiritual Laws. I've done the Bridge. I have done EE. What's EE? Evangelism Explosion. I've done that. I created the Shuriken Aba. But I promise you, by far, this is the fastest way of getting someone to listen to you and getting someone to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. Let us push this until we see every person hears the gospel and have a fair hearing that they will know, oy, meron palang gift of eternal life. Amen?